This could be a big ask at this time of morning, but what do you think Australia could look like in 2060? CSIRO has put some thought into that. In fact, 2 years' worth of work, and it's come up with two very different scenarios. One has Australia drifting into the future, divided and vulnerable to global economic shocks. The other offers a much brighter future, where the nation is socially cohesive and economically strong. But that last outlook depends on Australia increasing its uptake of technology, being more energy efficient and living in higher density cities. Lexi Metherill reports.
Congested cities, low wages, unaffordable homes and a divided society. Sound familiar? Well, the CSIRO says it's going to get worse by 2060 unless there's change. James Deverell is the director of CSIRO Futures.
If we sit on our hands, if we don't take strong action, we risk ending up in this slow decline scenario, and that really doesn't look good for the future of Australia.
But if there's increased adoption of technology and we do more with less energy, he says the future could be bright.
You know, we could get to a point where in 2060 we'd only be using 6% more energy than we do today, and that's despite having 60% more people and an economy that's three times bigger than it is today.
CSIRO's modelling suggests economic growth would sit at 2.8% compared to 2.1% in the do-nothing scenario. If we sit on our hands, wages would be 40% higher. That doesn't sound so bad, but the CSIRO says they could be almost double what they are today if we take action. And James Deverell says if there's global cooperation on climate change, Australia would no longer be generating emissions but actually removing carbon from the atmosphere.
We'd also see a wider diversity of housing and land use across the city. And what this would do is let more people live close to where they work, where they play, where they go to school. Ultimately, that would lead us to having roughly a 45% decline in per capita car usage by 2060.
Predicting all the way out to 2060 is risky, but futurist Mark Pesci says there are things we can be sure of.
We can plan for the fact that there will be a lot of technology and there will be a lot of tools that will help make us smarter if we are smart enough to use that. That we can absolutely guarantee. So the thing is to build on the things that we absolutely know are going to happen, use those as a foundation and make ourselves wise enough that whatever the world throws at us, we're able to cope with.
He says constantly upgrading workers' skills will be crucial.
We're really good at educating people up to when they leave university. We're going to have to sort of break that line and just integrate it into part of our work practice. If we do that, then we will be able to keep pace as the rest of the world gets faster and smarter, and we will not lose our place in that world.
James Deverell says Australians will have to be open to engaging with new ideas and to tackling challenges.
Our major institutions, so our government, our large companies, the media, even NGOs, have really lost the public's trust. And the only way we're going to enact these major changes and get to the more successful outcomes described in the report is if we take a long-term view. Unless our institutions can regain the public's trust, that's going to be incredibly difficult.
That's the director of CSIRO Futures, James Deverell, ending Lexi Metherill's report.